bless each and every one this evening. We do give you all a very warm welcome into our service here at Omega Ministry. And God bless all the brethren here in Northern Ireland. And God bless you, brother. I see brother Florin from Romania. God bless you, brother. We do greet you and send greetings to your family and fellowship in Romania. The Lord bless you. And anyone else tuned in from another country, the Lord bless you. You're very welcome to come on and hear the Word of God this evening. We want this evening to talk about the immutability of God's counsel. And also we want to pray tonight for a wee boy called Finley. He's went for a heart transplant. And we also want to pray for Pastor James McConnell. We've heard he's not too good, that he's been sent home with palliative care. He's 84 years of age, and he has served the Lord well. And I believe that if God decides to take him, there will be a great reward, because the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. So we want to pray for those brethren tonight, praise God. Let us read verse 17 and 18 of Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And we're reading verse 17 and 18. And the Lord bless each and every one. I know a lot of people's on holidays. I wasn't sure whether to come on tonight or not. But then I thought, why not? The devil takes no rest. So we still need encouragement from the Word of God. So I wanted to come on again this evening with just a wee short message tonight to encourage you and to pray for these specific prayer requests. Verse 17 of Hebrews chapter 6. And don't forget, this Sunday morning we'll have a drive-in service at Bellacross as normal at 11 a.m. Our elder, Brother John McKinstry, will be bringing the Word of God. Then we will be live again on our Sunday evening at 4:30 p.m. Come along if you can to the drive-in, and if you can't, tune in to the online services, but keep tuned in to the Word of God and the messages of God, and we thank God for His goodness. Verse 17 of Hebrews 6, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Father, we bow before you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have open access into your very throne room and into your very presence by the new and living way, through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you for the potency, power of the blood of the Lamb of God. We plead the merits of that blood tonight afresh over our gathering, over the airwaves, and on our lives afresh, in Jesus' name. Forgive us, Lord, for every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed, and cleanse us afresh with the washing of the water of the Word and the precious blood of the Lamb, in Jesus Christ's precious name. Lord, I pray for little Finley that's went or going for this heart transplant. Lord, I'm just asking you that everything will be well, that'll be a great success, and that they live and grow up to be a strong, healthy young man. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, bless all the nurses and doctors involved. We pray, and let your healing touch be upon them, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we do think of your servant this evening, Pastor James McConnell. We thank you for his life, for his testimony, for the souls that's been reached through the message he's brought. We pray your strength and your comfort for all his family at this time, and upon your servant in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, for all that's tuned in tonight, bless and strengthen and touch and meet the unspoken requests. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. I do take the Holy Ghost to help me now, and I thank you that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. The immutability of God's counsel. That which the Lord was pleased clearly to manifest to the heirs of promise is here said to be the immutability of his counsel. Now remember that the word immutable means unchanging or unable to be changed. And William Branham, God's prophet, said the greatest revelation of all revelations is that God never changes. So we're speaking about tonight the immutability of God's counsel. So that means the unchangeableness of God and the Word of God. God's Word that goeth forth cannot be altered or changed, but it is absolutely the same yesterday, today, and forever. We know in Malachi 3, verse 1, he says, I am the Lord thy, verse 6, Malachi 3, 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. The word counsel means to will, or meaning the will of God. Now, if I was to ask the question tonight, with whom did God take counsel? Did he take it with man? Did he take it with angels? No. God took counsel with himself. There's no higher source than this source. There's nowhere above God to go, for he is all-knowing. He is immutable, omnipresent. He is almighty God. Even before he was called God, he was a self-existing one that dwelt alone with his thoughts. And he became God. When? He became God when he made the angels that would worship him. Then he became God, because God is an object of worship. And God wants us to worship him. But ever before he was known of God, he was a self-existing one. And he takes counsel with no man, and he needs to take counsel with no one, because he is all-knowing and all-understanding. Then what is the counsel of God? But really it is the thoughts of God. And you know, when God is a thought, and that thought is expressed, that becomes an attribute. And I'm not talking about attributes tonight, but there was attributes in God before the foundation of the world, for our salvation, for our healing, and so many other things were attributes already in God. And you that know your Bible know that even the Lamb of God was slain in the mind of God, or the knowledge of God, before the very foundations of the world. God had already predetermined what he was going to do and how he was going to do it, because he is absolutely almighty God. Now I want to read this scripture, Acts 13:36, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on asleep and was led on to his fathers and saw corruption. So it was God's will that David fell on asleep. And sometimes God will take his servants home, and it can be the will of God. That's down to God. Praise God. Now, for God's counsel is his will. Praise God. That which God willeth is the best counsel that possibly can be. So when God wills something, that is his counsel. That is what God wants when he wills something. The will of God is the ground of the counsel of God. The immutability, the unchangeableness of his purpose, guaranteed of his essence, the perfection of his wisdom, the infiniteness of his goodness, the absoluteness of his sovereignty, the omnipotency of his almighty power. That is the God we're talking about. Firstly, I want to look tonight just briefly. God in his essence, his being, is unchangeable. So God is someone that's unchangeable. We're changing, we can change, but God cannot change. And Malachi 3 verse 6, I've already quoted it. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. God does not change his mind about his word. There's only one way you can be saved. That's the way that God has laid out in the word of God. And that is simply by calling upon the name of the Lord. I love the scripture in the book of Acts and also in Romans. It shall and Joel as well. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, not man, but God, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. A lot of people are not saved because it's too simple. Salvation is absolutely simple. There's no working or climbing up a ladder. There's no works program involved in it. For Ephesians 2 tells us, for by grace, through faith, are ye saved, and that not of yourselves. There's nothing you can do to help God. God does not need your help or my help to save us. He has already made the provision, and he's unchangeable in all his ways. His counsel also must be so. As darkness cannot come out of light, so neither can changeable counsel come from an immutable nature. Your counsel could change. My counsel could change. We could change our mind in a few weeks or months. We could say we believe a certain thing and one day we could change it. But we're not working with that with God. With God, it's an absolute fact. It's a tie post that we can tie an anchor to, that his counsel is absolute, unchangeable. It's immutable because his nature is immutable. Then, secondly, if God's counsel be changed, it must be to the better or worse. Listen to me this evening. If his counsel can be changed, it must be to the better or to worse. To be better, it cannot be. Hear me this evening. God cannot change his counsel to better counsel, because his first counsel, the first time he said it, is absolutely perfect in every way. For God himself is absolutely perfection of perfection. For such is the perfection of God's wisdom, as at first he determined matters to be best, right at the very first. Let me read you this little statement this evening as we look at this short little message. So we see God not forever change his mind about his original word, but who he calls, that's who he ordains. No one else can take that place. No one can take Moses' place. No matter how many Korahs raised up and how many Dathans, it was Moses God had called regardless. I've heard people saying, if you don't do it, God will get somebody else. That's absolutely not true. I don't believe that. That's to make out God wouldn't be fit to do it. I don't believe that. God from the beginning knows everyone that's going to come. Now we must preach the gospel to whosoever will. And I believe that with all my heart. But ultimately, we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, for whom he did foreknow, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. So God knows every single one that will come. And remember that the words of the Lord Jesus, he said, I thank you, Father, that I have lost none that thou hast given me. For all that thou hast given me will come to me. I was thinking of our brother James McConnell today, and I was thinking of the vision on the desire he had to win souls. And I was thinking, why doesn't everyone have that? And it struck me, it was God. It was God from a youth that put that vision and put that desire in his servant, that he would have that vision, that calling, and that ministry. He never decided by himself. He might have had the leadership and all them things, but it was ultimately the desire and the will of God that put it within that servant of God to seek after God and to have a vision to see people saved. None of us can do anything without the Lord. We're absolutely dependent upon the Lord. And we're nothing of ourselves, but we're everything with him. Now follow me firstly here this evening while we briefly look at these two thoughts I've mentioned. That God should not be able to discern what is better or worse. Cannot stand with the infinite of his wisdom and understanding. Such is the perfection of God's wisdom, as he said, not only to have counsel and wisdom, but also by an excellency, a property, to be understanding. God doesn't make mistakes. God knows the wrong and the right. He is absolutely immutable. Proverbs 8 verse 14 tells us of God, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. This is the God we're talking about. God has the right counsel, the right wisdom, and the right understanding. That's why we need to know and hear the word of Almighty God. Now again this evening, as we look at this little message briefly, here's another thought, that God should not care whether the better or worse fallout cannot stand with the infinite of his goodness. Did the Lord at first so order all things as when he took a view of them? God ordered them and he took a view of them at the beginning. He saw them all to be very good. That's what he said. Genesis 1, verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Psalms 45, verse 6. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is at thy right scepter. Praise God. Now, can it be thought that he should not care how things fall out? Some people think God doesn't care. When you look at this world and all, and people think God doesn't care. God has a plan. God has a purpose in everything. God's ways and thoughts are far above our minds. God knows everything, the end from the beginning from the end. We just know a little bit what the Lord permits us. But ultimately God has a purpose for you and a plan for you. And even no matter what you're going through tonight, the Lord loves you. The Lord's going to bring you through. The Lord's going to bring you out. You're going to look back in your life and you're going to thank God and know that the hand of the Lord was with you the whole time. That God should be overswayed. Some people think, you know, maybe God could be overswayed with a superior power. There is none. There is no superior power to oversway God. The devil is but a tool in the hand of God. Some think and to be forced to suffer the worst, to fall out. That cannot stand with the absoluteness of a sovereignty, an omnipotency of his absolute power. There's no force can overcome God. There's no power greater than the power of God. And I want to tell you this evening, and I want to say this, especially to those that believe in the power of God. If a true believer will yield themselves absolutely to God and to the power of the Holy Ghost, there is no devil can conquer a real Christian that's yielded to God. Because Mark's gospel tells us, we shall lay hands on the sick and we shall cast out devils. Praise God. Psalms 115 verse 3. But our God is in the heavens. according to the book of Malachi. Praise God. And we're going to live and reign with Christ on this earth for 1,000 years. There's going to be a millennial reign. Praise God. God's in control. Never think that God's not in control. Yes, of course, there is the God of this evil age. The Bible calls Satan the God of this evil age. And you notice when you study Scripture, he's not called the God of any other age but this age. He is absolutely the God of this evil age. He gave man the knowledge to split the atom and make the atomic bomb. All the things that man has done to make things better has actually made things worse. I tell you, that's the truth this evening. When you see, even in our country here tonight, they're arguing over people that's been murdered and killed, that they're going to let it all drop and every case will be treated the same. Friends, don't ever get caught up with all these things and worry about it. For there is a great judge, the judge of the whole earth. And he will judge every single man through the man whom he's appointed. That is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we can clearly see God is absolutely immutable in his counsel. He's unchanging. This is one special point wherein we ought to be followers of God, namely, immutability in our good counsels and purposes. We must be steadfast and unmovable in the work of God. The devil wants you to miss a service, wants you to stop serving the Lord, but God wants you to be steadfast. God wants you to be unmovable. When the devil hits you hard, fall back on the rock of ages, which cannot move. It cannot be moved. Jesus Christ is that rock, the Bible says, in a weary land. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I tell you, brother and sister, whatever you're called to do, if you're called to sing gospel hymns, keep singing them. You don't know who it's touching. It could reach somebody. I was away the day with a wife and children up in Newcastle for a few hours out. And I met two young men there that was giving out gospel tracts. I was so blessed to see young men on the forefront, on the streets, to reach men and women with a message of truth, with a message of the gospel. May the Lord bless them young men, and may the Lord give them souls for their labor. Praise God. We must continue in faith, grounded and settled. God doesn't want you to be blown about everywhere. God wants you to be grounded, and God wants you to be settled in the word of Almighty God. Colossians 1 verse 23 tells us, if ye continue in faith, grounded, unsettled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Now let me throw you over to Romans 5. Romans chapter 5. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So thank God we have hope tonight, and we have the Holy Spirit given unto us. Praise God. Hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which we have preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Praise God. Our counsels may remain immutable. They must be surely and soundly grounded on a good foundation, which is God's revealed will. That's the good foundation, God's revealed will. We may not be rash and over sudden in our counsels. God's immutability is a good ground of submission to the manifestation thereof. It is impossible that God's counsel can be altered. It is therefore in vain to struggle against it. When God's word is specific and clear, don't struggle against it. Yield to the word of God and submit yourself to it. But to yield intellect is so to make a virtue of necessity. sure, because the word of God is sure. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 7 and 8. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 1, 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is immutable and his word stands fast. Man is God's only earth creation that can both reason and speak. When man reasons, many times his thoughts of his mind is at enmity with God, destroying faith. While a renewed mind, of course, would be the friend of God. Disciplined thinking, that's what we need. Disciplined thinking, according to the word of God, will cause faith to bring forth what God promised faith would do. You know, God's servant said the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. When you got your attitude right towards Romans 10 and 9, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You got saved. Praise God. Man cannot talk without thinking. Now I know you've heard the saying, he said it without thinking. But that's actually a lie. He never said it without thinking. You always have to think. Why? He thought, but he didn't think long enough. And all of us are guilty. I'm guilty. I'm sure you're guilty. Many times we say things too quick. And then we realize we shouldn't have said it. Now thank God there's mercy with the Lord. You see, God never does that. God never speaks too quick and has to change it. God's first time speaking is always perfection. Praise God. Ours might not be. You cannot speak without thinking unless you're under the inspiration of a devil or under the inspiration of Almighty God, one or the other. And hopefully we're under the inspiration of God. But many people sometimes are under the inspiration of a devil, and they'll curse you in the face. And that's surely the inspiration of a devil. Praise God. Praise God. We know the Revelations tells us that the devil is a persecutor of the brethren. Now he's not talking just about the brethren assembly, the gospel hall. He's talking about all brethren, all that's born again, and all that's saved. Proverbs 15, 28 tells us, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. So don't be too quick to give your opinion. Give it a moment. Give it a thought. Give it a prayer. Praise God. A true believer will stop and think before he talks, but a wicked man is characterized by the fact that he doesn't think at any length of time at all. He just lets her roll. That's what the Bible teaches, so we must believe the word of God. Now, if you notice our text, and before we go to our text, as I'm coming to close in a moment, the Bible also tells us that a fool is like thorns crackling under a pot. That's a fool. Praise God. Hopefully we're not fools. Now I know a fellow went down the street and he put on one side of his chest on a big plaque. I'm God's fool. And then he put in the back, whose fool are you? And we want to be God's fool, not man's fool. Praise God. Hebrews 6:17, wherein God worked more abundantly to show on the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. With whom did God take counsel? With man? No. With angels? No. God took counsel with himself. Then what is the counsel of God but the thoughts of God? May the Lord bless you tonight. May we have the thoughts of God. May God give us his thoughts in our dreams, in the night watches, and through the day. May the Lord help us to have his thoughts. God's thoughts are pure. The Bible actually says, brethren, think upon whatsoever things are lovely, praying for your son or your daughter, don't look at their life. Maybe their life, it looks impossible for them to be saved. But then when you think of myself or yourself, I can only talk for myself. I was a dark, deep sinner, but the Lord had mercy on me. And I would say with Paul, of sinners whom I was a chief, but God saved me. If God can save me, God can save your son. God can save your daughter. I want you to be positive. I want you to pray for them. I want you to believe for them. I want you to believe that God's already determined in his great counsel that they're going to come. Then I want you to believe they will come. And I want you to pray that they're going to come. Ask the Lord to cover them with his blood. Believe God that God will do it. And let's give thanks for men and women in this land that have a real vision and a gift from God that they can win souls for the Lord. That's the most precious thing. You that know me, you know I believe in healing and all them things. But I want to say, the most important thing above all is for a man or a woman to be born again and to be saved. You could be sick and be healed. And if you weren't saved, you'd still go to hell. But if a man is saved, even if he died sick, he'll go straight to heaven to be with the Lord. Salvation is of the utmost importance. And God will lose none that he's predestined that's going to come. But we, me and you have a duty while we're here to be the mouthpiece of God, to witness, to pass out the word of God by way of literature, whatever way it's available. Let's go forward for the Lord with a vision for God. And let's pray that the Lord will help every one of us to be slow to speak and very quick to hear. That we might have the counsel of God, which is above any other counsel. A man could counsel you and it could be wrong. But the counsel of God is absolutely the will of God. God bless you tonight as we bow our heads and we want to pray again for nurses and doctors. I've heard this evening on the radio that there's someone's died with COVID. Several more, I don't know, many people's been caught it again. Let's pray for nurses or doctors. And I know that I do believe a lot of things are over-exaggerated. But still with all, we know there's something out there. But we're trusting the Lord as our safety, our shepherd. And we do whatever we have to do. But ultimately, we're depending upon the Lord. God bless you tonight. Bow your heads with me this evening. And remember, please, Finley in prayer, young lad. And he's went for his heart operation, or going for it. That everything's going to be all right. And he'll live to grow up to be a healthy young man, praise God. And also, if you have a need, just give me a sign on the app tonight and I'll pray for you that God will touch you. I'm nobody, but God's everybody. I remember a saying that Joseph Smith said, and I heard him as a very young man. He was a Eden preacher from, must be 40 years ago, I'm sure, and he would have been an old man even then. But he said this, and it struck me and it blessed me. He said that Moses was 40 years learning to be an Egyptian. 40 years. 40 years learning to be an Egyptian. Then he said he was the next 40 years, Moses was, on the backside of the desert, learning to be a shepherd with the sheep and everything. But then he said Moses was the next 40 years learning that God was everybody. And we can spend a lifetime learning, but I believe the greatest revelation is simply what that old preacher said, God is absolutely everybody. A with me this evening. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the immutability of your divine counsel. We know, Lord, that when you speak a thing, it shall come to pass. For your Bible says that you watch over your word to perform it and to bring it to pass. You keep an eye on your own word. You said, I have spoken, I will perform it. I will do a work that though they see it, they shall not believe it. Father, we're looking for your blessing, your protection this evening. We pray again for wee Finley that you'll bless him and that everything will be well. And it'll come through well and strong. Let your healing touch be on him. And raise him up to be a healthy young man to serve the Lord. Bless his parents and give them strength. In Jesus Christ's name. We pray for your servant, Brother McConnell. We thank you for his life, for the great testimony. Many of us can testify how you used them to speak into our lives and even to change us and touch us. Lord, we do give you all the praise and we do give you all the glory. We pray you'll strengthen them and bless them tonight. Bless us, wee wife, and all this family circle in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, over this province and land, we pray for our nurses and for doctors, for your blessing and strength and protection upon them in Jesus Christ's name. I pray again for your own people, the children of Israel. Lord, that thou wilt bless them, I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, bless all the services that lay ahead. And for any request tonight that's not seen to the eye of a man, but is seen to the Almighty God. Lord, you said before you ask, I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't even know about. Lord, we give you the praise and all the glory. Bless us now. Help us to do what your word says. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. And just a wee song as we go. Count your blessings. Count your blessings, and when you start to count your blessings, you realize how the Lord has blessed all of us.